website. Customers just need to go to dishnetwork.com and log in, and they can easily get to the Dish Remote Access. Now, customers do need to have a couple things. They have to have a connected receiver, either via home plug or Ethernet, and they have to have an HD DVR, a 612, 622, 722, 722K. Any of these receivers will qualify with Dish Remote Access. So let's take a look at the website right now. So first, customers go to dishnetwork.com, and they log in. If you're an existing customer, you just log in with username and password. If you're a new customer, you set up an account. Once you're into the Dish Remote Access site, you actually land on the grid. The grid will show you everything that you have access to. Whatever you're subscribed to shows up here. Along the top, we have Now, which is a filter that actually goes down to what is actually playing now. Today, which is everything that actually is not playing this second, but will play today. Later, which is everything that's plays in the 9-day guide that is not playing now. And My DVR, which we'll get into as a little bit more detail, but actually allows you to manage your DVR. So down the left side, you'll notice that we have filters. Filters make it a little bit easier to actually find your content. So there's some standard features that we put in here, but they're very easy to actually add more. So let's go to Edit. And when I go to Edit, I have genres, sports, networks, and categories. Let's say I'm a big baseball fan. Click baseball, and there it is. Simple as that, it actually adds it to the left side of the toolbar, and now I've got baseball. So now let's go back, and we'll look for baseball. And as you can see, it returns 6 baseball games that are playing on the later, which is in the next 9 days.